mountains of Mecca, what can you say of the day that Abraham passed your way? And he was instructed by God to build a house of peace where people will pray, and they will come on every lean camel and out of every ravine for the purpose of praising Allah, to glorify Allah. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على نبيه ومصطفاه وبعد. My dear viewers, if you were, welcome to another episode in the series of History of Hajj. While we're approaching the end of this program, it is very important to reflect upon the supplications of both Prophet Ibrahim and Ismail, peace be upon them, as they were finishing the building of the Kaaba. Very interesting invocations that they both made. In ayah number 127 of Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah the Almighty said to His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remember when Ibrahim and Ismail were raising the foundation of the Kaaba, saying, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. That was the first dua. Our Lord, accept from us. Indeed, you are the all hearer, the all knowing. Ibrahim and Ismail, peace be upon them, are doing a great job and fulfilling Allah's command, and are being honored to build the Kaaba, Allah's house. Yet their main concern is, O Allah, accept from us. And that should be the concern of every worshipper. Whether you're offering the prayers, paying zakah or voluntary charity, or going for Hajj and Umrah, spending tens of thousands and spending plenty of days and traveling for the sake of Allah in order to perform Hajj or Umrah, your main concern should be whether Allah the Almighty will accept that or not. Of course, there are signs for the qabool, the acceptance. We'll discuss them in a little bit, but I just want to go through the beautiful invocations of Prophet Ibrahim and Ismail alayhi salam. The following invocation in the following ayah, ayah number 128 of Surah Al-Baqarah, they both said, رَبَّنَا وَجَعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. They both invoked Allah as saying, Our Lord, make us both Muslims submissive unto you, and from our offspring and descendants a Muslim nation in full submission to you. وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا, and show us our rights and accept our repentance. Indeed, you are the one who accepts the repentance the most merciful. So, it's another main concern to keep us both submissive. That was the dua of Ibrahim and Ismail alayhi salam. We should learn from that, brothers and sisters, even though many of us were born in Islam, or even if you have reverted to Islam by your choice and after deep and extensive study, one should be grateful to Allah and keep asking Allah the Almighty to maintain his and her steadfastness on the straight path. And to pray for your offspring, وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ. And many people ask, how did the Hajj rites come and where did they come from? The dua, وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا, show us the rites, how to perform Hajj. So Allah taught them how to make tawaf, and how many times, how to make sa'i, and how to throw the stones, and where to go here and there on specific times. So He showed them the Hajj rites. And we are following the footsteps of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, and also the manasik which have been emphasized by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam when he said more than once in Hajj, فَلْتَأْخُذُوا عَنِّي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ, take your Hajj rites from me, copy me in how to perform Hajj. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, why throwing the stones? أَشَّيْطَانَ تَرْجُمُونَ, indeed you are casting and throwing the stones to stone Satan, to disgrace him and humiliate him. And meanwhile you are following the belief, the faith and the traditions of your father Ibrahim عليه السلام, وملت أبيكم إبراهيم تتبعون. The following dua was a wonderful dua. We all benefited out of this dua. When they both, Ibrahim and Ismail, invoked Allah to send Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as guidance for mankind. They said in ayah number 129, Allah the Almighty recorded what they both said in this dua. رَبَّنَا وَبَعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Our Lord, send among them a messenger from themselves who recite to them your verses and teach them the book and wisdom and purify them. Indeed, you are the exalted in might, the wise. That is a message of Ibrahim alayhi salam, monotheism. And these were the supplications of Ibrahim and Ismail upon building the Kaaba. We are indeed blessed, brothers and sisters, to be from their offspring, those who are submissive to Allah, and to answer the call of Allah to visit His house, either to perform Umrah or to perform Hajj. But our main concern should be whether Allah the Almighty will accept that from us or not. In order to achieve so, one has to make certain that all his deeds must be done with absolute sincerity for the sake of Allah. As he commanded his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in chapter Al-An'am, the cattle, in the two consecutive verses 162 and 163, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَبِذَلِكَ أُمِرْتُ وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Say, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, and accordingly all your followers, verily my prayers, my sacrifice, my life and even my death, all for Allah, the Lord of everything that exists. Everything that we do, brothers and sisters, must be done with absolute sincerity for the sake of Allah. Especially Hajj, when you say from the beginning, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. It's a beautiful chantation and invocation that the Hajj declares, the Hajj and the Mu'tamir declares pure monotheism by saying, here I come to you, O Allah, to answer your call. There is no partner to you. Indeed, all the praise, all the favor belong to you, and all the gratitude is for you, O Allah. La sharika lak. Once again, there is no partner to you. لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين. There is no partner to him, and I was commanded to do so, and I'm the first to submit myself, to be submissive to the will of Allah the Almighty. When the person is performing Hajj and Umrah, the person must respect the sanctuary of the Haram and the sacredness of the time. Allah the Almighty said in Surah Al-Baqarah, الحج أشهر معلومات فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى واتقون يا أولي الألباب. So Allah the Almighty delivered in this ayah the following message. Once you assume the intention of ihram to perform hajj, لا رفث لا فسوق لا جدال. One should avoid having an intimate relationship with his or her spouse and should avoid all kind of sins, whether minor or major, and more specifically should avoid the argument and quarreling while performing hajj. Then Allah the Almighty commanded those who are going to visit his house and perform hajj or umrah to seek provision. And he said the best provision indeed is the provision of taqwa and righteousness. And he commanded them to keep their duties to him. وَاتَّقُونِ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Keep your duty to me, O people of understanding. Secondly, brothers and sisters, if the person is visiting Allah's house, and if the person is begging Allah for forgiveness and hoping that he would accept his repentance, the person must really mean it and must be sincere in his intent. Accordingly, it doesn't make any sense if the person were to spend on the journey from unlawful earning, because Allah the Almighty is good and he only accepts that which is good, which is lawful. And if the person is not spending out of lawful income on the sacred journey, then the trip is rejected, because Allah does not accept but what is good and what is lawful. The dua which the person makes, whether in Arafah, in Mina, and while performing tawaf, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in the hadith which is collected by Imam Muslim, that the person may be traveling for a long journey and he has the disheveled hair and he's covered with dust. His condition is very humble, which makes his dua most likely to be accepted. He raises his hands and he makes supplications, but he has been fed from haram and his drink is from haram and his clothes are bought from haram. So he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَأَنَّا يُسْتَجَابُ لَهُ. How does he expect his supplication to be accepted? While performing hajj and accepting the call of Allah to visit his house for hajj or umrah, the person must have the best of conduct and the best of manners, because he is Allah's guest and he must respect the host in his house, in his sanctuary. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, إِنَّ مِنْ خِيَارِكُمْ أَحَاسِنُكُمْ أَخْلَاقًا. Indeed, among the best of you are those who are well-mannered, those who have the best of manners. While performing the visit for Hajj or Umrah, we encounter a lot of hardship, difficulty, and maybe heavy traffic. The person is highly encouraged and recommended to endure all of that patiently, because this is one of the forms of jihad. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is simply jihad, but without bloodshed. That's a jihad that Allah the Almighty likes so much, so that he forgives the sins of all the visitors of his house, those who are coming to perform either Umrah or Hajj. May Allah the Almighty make us all amongst them. Brothers and sisters, until we meet once again, I leave you all in the care of Allah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Oh mountains of Mecca, what can you say of the day that Abraham passed away and he was instructed by God to build a house of peace where people will pray and they will come on every land. for the purpose of praising Allah, to glorify Allah.